Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and as we do, as we try to do, I say as we do, but as we try to do, joining me now from deep in the heart of Florida is, Super Dave Harrington. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bill.
Now, before we go any further, are we still in our social media blackout?
Yeah, blackout, but I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, well, I wonder if you're, I'm sure you will at some point.
Well, I basically just wondered what happened to the amount of time, you know, how the day get shortened up so much. How come there's never enough time in a day?
Right.
Well, since I did the social media blackout, pow, there's the time I've been losing.
More time.
Or, you know, misdirecting.
Yeah. You should do what I do and enjoy that part of it. So anyway, because I have to do both. I have to do the social media and the work, and I got to make it work because I got to have one for the other.
Right.
You don't. I envy that. I do envy that. Let's talk drilling. Now, I watched a, and by the way, what's the name of the company that does your S. Dave rig now, or does the fine copy of the S. Dave rig?
Talon Tactical.
Talon Tactical.
And, Brian, by the way, just so you know, who is the only person that can replicate this gear? He deployed to Poland for quite a while,
okay,
as far as I know. So he is out of action in respect to providing gear probably for the next year. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, well, that diminishes us, but it doesn't change anything about the product he puts out. We'll be talking about that just for a little bit. That's the reason I asked. I saw a drill the other day where you were looking at a fence, and you saw a point on the fence, and the camera couldn't see the fence, the point on the fence because of the shadow. And what you were doing was you were setting your gun up, it was unloaded, and you were pulling it out and doing a dry fire exercise. And it was just a simple draw, present, trigger. Now, that seems like a pretty basic drill, but how valuable is a drill like that for dry fire practice?
Wow. It's actually, on the surface, it seems fairly simple. But if you take a hard look at the simplicity of what you're doing and how it applies from like a work standpoint, it's critical because it's your first effort to get the gun into the fight. So therefore, your draw stroke from whatever physical position that you happen to be in when you make the decision to introduce your weapon into the equation and the problem you're trying to solve has to be as efficient as possible from wherever that is. So you have to compute that pretty quickly. Also, establishing the working relationship of the pistol with the intended target, there's several decisions that have to be made. Hopefully, before you even introduce the pistol to the problem, you made the decision you were within your rules of engagement to do so. Then it becomes a matter of getting rounds in the target as efficiently as possible. And that is also known as in the least amount of time. because generally, just like in a good hard fist fight, whoever really hits or connects first will probably come out on top.
Right.
So it may look to you as a, and I used to just call that, one shot draws, you know, go, I don't know, pick a distance. I would do my one shot draws at 25 with a 2.5 part time on the clock. 25 yards, 2.5 seconds, mount, acquire, and fire from the holster. But my standard is it's either an A zone hit, a good center kill zone hit, or it's a miss. I don't count it. So I do 10. When I do that, I do 10 of those at 25. I immediately shift to 50 yards, and I do 10 at 50 yards. The part time remains the same, 2.5. Then I move to 15 yards. Then the part time changes to 1.5. Now visually, whereas at 25 and 50, I had the same amount of time to execute the same level of consistent performance to deliver a kill zone hit at those distances. But now at 15, I cut a full second. So now from a visual standpoint, all I have time for is a flash sight picture. So now I'm having to rely more heavily on my physical index of the gun with the target because I have less time to aim or make any adjustments off of what I see. You follow me?
I do.
Okay, then I move to 30. The part time remains the same at 1.5 at 30 yards for 10. Hopefully kill zone hits. Normally I'm about 60%, but from a visual standpoint, all I have time for at 30 yards on a kill zone hit from the holster is a visual impression of the sights. I'm not actually point shooting the target at 30 because that's a little far to be doing that. It's kind of like point shooting with a visual assist.
Right.
But all I have time for is a visual impression of the alignment of the sights, kind of in order more to check my index or the relationship of the gun with the target than it is to have time to make any kind of aiming adjustments. So therefore, what you have is with that one-shot draw that you started with, I took a hard look at it once upon a time, and that's what I built, that exercise structure that I just described is what I built from the one-shot draw. Now, dig this. Here's the importance of it. Here's how it applies. The combat speed bull, which is just another exercise I coined or developed. It's nothing more than a B8 target, slow fire target, 25 yard pistol target at 25 yards, and you drop in the holster and you fire 10 rounds in a part time of 10 seconds.
Hold it right there, 10 seconds. Coming up on the first break, we're talking to Super Dave Harrington. I'm working on my skill set, and I'm trying to get some ideas for some drills from him. This is something that everybody that trains to carry a handgun and maybe be a gunfighter should do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. His website still down too?
Roger.
Yeah.
I'm blacked out, man, and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at some point, you're going to put back up Combat Speed, though, right?
Yeah, but, dude, I'm in no hurry. I'm really enjoying myself. I'm taking a break. I just completed my second work outing down in Homestead, Florida, which gave me a good idea of where I'm at physically. Due to the heat down there, it was 90 degrees, 100% humidity. Of course, it was raining. But I don't know what I got into down there, but I called the ball about 2:30-ish on Sunday afternoon because my eyes were wiped out. Both of my eyes were like bloodshot red.
Yeah.
And weeping this goopy stuff. And, my vision was blurred because I had so much of this goop in my eyes and I couldn't keep my eyes clean. And it was weird. And it was part of the, I hope it didn't have anything to do with it being, it was part of the rain facility on the old Homestead Air Force Base that was destroyed by that. I don't remember the name of the hurricane, but it was some time ago now. But coming back off the first segment, you know, describing that exercise that I built off the one-shot draw you brought up, how simple it may seem. And then, of course, you know, what I described, the exercise structure that I described that I built off of a simple one-shot draw that puts emphasis where emphasis is required. You know, your physical, the consistency of your physical execution, the total familiarity with your kit and equipment. I can't put enough emphasis on it because there's not any one thing. And the reason I allow me to digress, there's not any one thing that is going to make or break you. It's the totality of what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it.
Right.
That's why it's so important that you do know and understand what it is you need to do first so you don't waste your time and energy doing something different only to find out later, whoa, my learning curve could have been a lot shorter. But dig this. I was speaking about the combat speed bowl and the application of that one-shot draw, and, of course, that whole exercise I developed off of it, putting emphasis on your physical consistency and, of course, how to see what you should be seeing visually. I know that sounds like double speak, but, I mean, how do you say it? How do you describe something that you're supposed to see and then describe it in respect to how you should see it happening in real time? It's difficult. You should try it sometime.
Yep.
But dig this. Here's the application of the one-shot draw. The combat speed bowl, which is a B8 slow fire 25-yard pistol target, or the B16 is a slow fire pistol target as well, 25-yard pistol target as well, but it is a much tighter scoring target. So please, for this exercise, use the B8. If all you can get is a B16, fine, use it. But you gotta score with what you've got. So dig this. 10 rounds from the holster in 10 seconds at 25 yards. You've got to have all 10 rounds on paper to score. That's the first gate. If you don't have 10 rounds in the scoring range, why waste your time trying to score it? I mean, you already crashed it. You know what I mean?
I do.
So now dig this. Here it is. 10 seconds doesn't sound like much. But if you map it out, if you use quarter second human reaction time and map out the draw stroke to the first shot, and your follow-on shots, and let's just say you have a modicum of skill and your splits between shots will be 0.3 of a second, 0.3. Okay, you ready? The first shot is what I call the anchor shot. I will take anywhere up to 2.25 seconds to get the gun oriented with the target and aimed in before I fire that first shot. My first shot I call my anchor shot. That first shot sets every successive shot up for success based on my ability to manage recoil and visually stay involved with the sights for that decision-making process to happen. You know, when I see what I need to see, I trigger the gun for the next round. I shoot my best scores, and I do my best. I feel good about shooting well around 7.5 seconds, no more than like 7.8, no less than 7.3. It's in that window. It's about a half second window between 7.3 and 7.8. I shoot my best scores, which are like mid 80s or 80. However, on this last gig, I did turn in a 76. I was a little disappointed. Of course, I didn't feel good about the first round I launched either. I let my anchor round loose just a hair early, and it was pretty wide. I was lucky that it was even on the target. But I did get, you know, I did manage to keep all 10 in after shanking the first one. You just don't know, man. You can take the simplest, or what is apparently the simplest of exercises or drills. Let's talk about that for a second, because...
Well, I tell you what, let's talk about that in the next segment, because
Okay, cool.
And that's a good segue, because we got the break coming up. We're not out of time just yet. We're about halfway, okay. Dave, halfway. Dave Arrington. You have to catch him here. You have to catch him here because he's blacked out every other way except here. So if you want to hear anything about what he's got going on or what he thinks, you're going to have to join me right here where he is exclusive at the moment. And we're going to be right back. Talking to Super Dave Arrington, this is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. Senator Bob Menendez and his wife have been charged with federal bribery. Prosecutors claim he received substantial bribes to influence and protect businessmen and the Egyptian government. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says the FBI found a lot in his home.
They discovered approximately $500,000 of cash, stuffed into envelopes and closets. Some of the cash was stuffed in the senator's jacket pockets.
Menendez has denied all allegations. Ukraine launched a missile strike on Russia's Black Sea Fleet headquarters in Crimea. Serviceman is missing and the main building was damaged. Initially, Russia reported one casualty, but later clarified that the individual was just missing. Tropical storm warnings are in effect along the mid-Atlantic coast. The system, presently referred to as Potential Tropical Cyclone 16, is forecast to make named tropical storm status later today. The storm center is anticipated to reach the North Carolina coast by tonight. John Schaefer, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington. He's about to tell me something about a simple piece of exercise before we move on, because I got another question for you. So please, what were you about to say?
Right before we ended that segment, your original question was about drills.
Right.
Okay. Well, then as I launched off on into my diatribe, I've been using the adjective exercises, okay? So what I wanted to point out is about the language you use and how you describe what it is you're doing and what it means. Like, you say drill. Well, what is a drill versus an exercise? You see what I mean?
Right.
What is a standard drill? Compared to a skill drill. There's almost a sub-language of ways to describe accuracy or standards within the shooting community, so to speak, that are perfectly legit and have been around forever. Did you shoot it cold or, how'd that go? You understand what I'm talking about.
Right.
Right. Okay, so dig this. The majority, I've been thinking about this quite a bit recently because I have been up to, I kind of had an epiphany. I'll tell you about it in 30 seconds or less. Okay. I started when that dude Casey was here. I was doing that gig with Casey, from L.A. here in Florida. He was such a dedicated dude and taking efficient notes that I started capturing what I was doing in my own manner in the evenings when we were done. At the end of the week, I presented those notes to Casey as like random, you know, thoughts from me for the week across the spectrum of what took place and what I had him perform, right?
Right.
Okay, so that worked out good. Well, those notes have, what I realized about those notes is there's really no instruction per se about those notes, but they're all exercises. What I did is I inadvertently wrote down every exercise we did for the entire week and, you know, prioritized them and, you know, sequenced them in the manner in which they were presented. And it's nothing but a piece of solid work. So I turned it into a I started fleshing out some of the details to turn it into a video script. But that's as far as I've got it. But anyway, what's a skill drill? What is the drill for? What is the focus of the drill? In my mind, the difference between a drill and a skill drill, now this is going to sound silly, but you take a drill that is like single task, or it has a single focus, whereas a skill drill may require you to have up to three or four different tasks you have to accomplish within the construct of that drill. So it becomes a skill drill. Then with continued expansion, not only in what is required mentally in respect to problem solving, mental problem solving, as well as physical, you know, backing it up physically, it, you know, you turn it into an exercise.
Right.
And you can daisy chain any number of tasks together as long as it makes sense. And it's technically and tactically correct. You can daisy chain any number of events together and call it an exercise.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It just depends on your perspective and how you break it down. What do you see, think, and feel about what you're involved in?
So,
and I will put emphasis on how you feel about what you're doing.
Right.
I don't think people pay attention enough to that. You know, if you feel good about what you're doing, you're probably doing good. Great. Enjoy it. But if you're not feeling good about it, there's probably a reason for it. So figure it out and fix it.
So I thought about your kit list that we were talking about the other day when you were talking about packing a kit.
And right, correct.
One of the things that I have never really done, because I never, in my time in the military, we didn't have plate carriers.
Right.
So I didn't ever have to train with a plate carrier. So I don't really have any point of reference to say, okay, this is how I would set up my plate carrier. Well, I decided to set up my plate carrier because I decided to carry it. I wasn't going to carry it before.
Hang on, dude. I don't think I understood what you said. Did you say you cut it up?
Set it up.
Set it up.
Set it up.
Okay, cool. All right, go ahead.
So as I'm trying to set it up and everything, I discovered a few things about it that I should have known already. But mine has a cummerbund that, you know, it has the Velcro fastening on the front of it. So you have to pull the front tab in the front and tuck it in there and get a fit. So I discovered, first of all, when I pulled all of the stuff off of it to make it slick, and I've got the magazines in a kangaroo pouch, and I got some magazines going around on my left. That when the magazines are in the kangaroo pouches, I can't throw that up in the air to take it off. So anytime I'm putting it on and off, it has to be completely stripped on the front. Item number one. Item number two, as I'm setting this up, I was thinking to myself, well, I need to set this up to where if I have to, everything would be on the plate carrier to make it easier. And a lot of times, I'm running around like in gym clothes or something just because I do. But if I have the kit with me, if I have the kit set up the right way, I could probably get by with it. So I also went digging in my box of old relics, and I found this G-code, if you're familiar with that company. I found this Molly claw that would go into the, that I could weave into the Molly on the front of the vest. And it has something called the RTI attachment. And then I've got a retention holster for the Glock 45 on it that'll come on and off. And I put that on the front in front of the ammo, just because I had nowhere else to put it. If I put it up on top of the vest, this is the thing I discovered. Now, this is why I was going through this, because I was like, I better try all this stuff out. And I found that if I put the pistol up top on where the admin pouch would normally go, because I've seen a few guys do that. If you got your magazines in there the way I had them, you can't pull your magazines out to get to them. You can't get to them because the holster's in the way.
Excuse me.
So, we're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I want to hear about what... I sort of have an idea of how you set yours up, but I mean, the provisions that you take for the ammo and everything else, if you're going to be taking this out and putting it on in a bad situation, I just would like to, you know, I'll describe mine to you. You tell me what you have to say about it. Deal?
Okay.
Yeah. As for the rest, as for everybody else, Super Dave is here exclusively right now at Lock and Load. He is doing some gigs on a limited basis, but right now he's just taking a moment to, you know, to reset, to heal. He's been through a few things, and when he comes back, he's going to be in a much better condition. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. I'm in this big project to get combat ready yet again. And so we've come now to the plate carrier. Now, you have a plate carrier in your kit, correct?
Correct.
And you have rifle plates in your kit. It's not just lightweight body armor for pistols.
Right. It's front and back plates.
Okay. So I've got that.
And now, the only thing... my upper body gear contains is ammo and first aid gear.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
That's how I've got it set up. So, because I'm already wearing my pistol gear.
Right.
You follow me?
I do.
So all I've got to do when I need it
is put it on.
And preferably... you know, the circumstances support it.
Right.
All I've got to do is put it on and grab the rifle and go.
Right.
Or do whatever the situation requires.
Now, the reason, so mine is basically the way yours is. I have a couple of spare, I have three magazines and a kangaroo pouch on the front. I have two more going around my left side. On my right side, I have an IFAC. On my shoulder, I have taped a little knife up there, a little fixed blade knife.
Right. Excuse me, man. May I interrupt you and ask you a question?
Sure.
Just out of curiosity, man, how many tourniquets do you have?
Two.
I would plus up on those.
How many?
Well, I have six.
Okay.
And that's just because, I mean, you know, I'm more concerned about saving myself, really, you know, under this kind of circumstances. And maybe one or two is not going to do it.
Right.
So it's better to have more than you need.
Okay.
So I just have sex.
Okay. Noted. Gotcha there. And I'm thinking about actually putting one on the buttstock of my weapon. To be honest with you, strapping one on there. Anyway, just to have one really close.
Well, if you're a big proponent of exchanging shoulders, you know, doing that deal with for firing around cover, I would not do that.
Okay.
Because that'll mess you up.
Noted also. So here's the reason that I would put a pistol on the front of my vest, right? Because when I'm running around and I'm using a sticky holster,
right,
I would rather take that out of where I'm carrying it, which is fine day to day. You know, it's fine day to day. It works day to day. It works walking around. It might even work a little bit running, but I don't know how it's going to work in a fire maneuver situation.
Right.
So rather than lose it, I would rather just, you know, I've got a holster that it goes on and off. I don't have to mount a holster on the front of it. It's the RTI system pops on,
well,
pops off.
Okay. Yeah, but when you say put a holster on the front of it, what do you mean by that? Tell me what that looks like.
So on the right, so on my body, on the right bottom corner, there's a holster going up at a 45-degree angle.
On your chest? Chest high?
In front of the ammo.
Okay. Waist high?
Waist high.
Okay.
If I put it chest high, I can't draw the magazines out of kangaroo pouches. Sort of defeats the purpose of even having the spare magazines in there. So, I mean, I put it low.
Oh, you mean the spare mag on the holster?
No, the spare mags for the rifle, the AR mags.
Okay. That's why I was wondering.
I do have some spare ammo on the left, to the left of the holster for the pistol. I got a double magazine pouch there for pistol magazines. I've got 5 AR magazines on me. Wrapping around to my left.
Okay, that's fine. I didn't understand you were talking about AR mags or thinking AR mags.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah.
All right, I'm good.
So you good to go so far? And then,
but I mean, you can put the pistol on your chest if you want. But allow me to explain something about pointing loaded guns at people. Okay, it happens all the time. People get loaded guns pointed at them all the time.
Right.
Now, granted, the fact of the matter is, your training and conditioning, should allow you to do so, provided you're within your rules of engagement and the circumstances support it. But it should happen as safely as possible. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
So in respect to how you set your kit and equipment up, that same level of respect needs to be taken into consideration, because I don't think anybody's really going to dig on you having a pistol parallel on your chest. You know, if you're a right-handed fire,
well, it's not parallel.
No, just hear me out, please.
Yeah.
I'm not critiquing you, because I don't know. I'm just saying, are there environments that may require that type of setup? Sure. Then it's got to be understood amongst that team or that element that is a requirement. And it has to be taken into consideration and allowed for or put up with for X reasons. You understand what I'm saying? It's got to be understood.
Yep.
Or it doesn't exist. So, but let me come back off the tangent there. The fact of the matter is what you set your gear up. What I'm trying to get to is you set your gear up that's going to work for you. And is going to be safe for your family members to be close in and around you, because they're your priority. You know, your family members, they're who you're going to be taking care of. So they're the, you know, that's, putting your kit and equipment together. They should be constantly on your mind in that respect.
Yeah.
Well, Not that they aren't, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, what I was doing this time, this past week, was I was trying it on. I was trying to figure out where I want to keep it. I was setting it up to where I can have one side open and one side closed and just stick, you know, put it on easier, a little faster that way. I was trying to figure out where everything needed to be placed. in order for it to work for me, which I knew that from having to run an LBE. When I ran an LBE, you know, I had to monkey with it a little bit too. So,
okay, I'm gonna have to ding it, bro.
Well, you have to ding it quick because we're about to run out of time.
Judas, are you doing this for the first time with this gear?
Yeah.
You're behind the power curve, dude. Get on it.
I know that. I've been behind the power curve. I'm trying to take corrective action. Remedial training, Dave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, this is something that you've been doing for some time?
Well, no, it isn't, but I'm doing a crash course. I mean, I'm consulting with everybody that I respect and trust. You know,
crash course and brain surgery.
You, Paul, Steve, you know, all you guys. And
very cool.
So, you know, that's that. I'm just trying to set things up in a way to where I can try to be successful. I have lost some weight, so I can put the stuff on easier now. I can wear it longer easier now. And, you know.
Very good.
You know, those are all
very
things
good.
That, you know. So,
positive. Well, hey, in closing, dude, if you don't mind,
yes.
I want you to start thinking about training dates.
What, coming down there and training with you?
Either you coming down here or me coming up there, okay. Either way.
Yeah.
It'd probably be easier if you wanted to do everything that you were talking about. It'd be easier if I just came up there.
Yeah.
Because my location is rather, it's in the boonies.
Gotcha.
Dude.
Gotcha. Understood. Well, we'll have to start working on that. I'll have to start looking into that kind of thing and stuff.
Yeah, man. I'm going to go ahead and start, booking things. Booking out.
In the interim.
Ready to get back to work.
There you go. I understand. In the interim, for those of you that enjoy Super Dave, he's exclusive here. You have to come here. You have to come to Lock and Load to get some Super Dave. And I expect to see Super Dave at some point. He will come out of his blackout phase. He's having too much fun with it, and that's why he's sticking with it at the moment. But that's all. That's all beside the point. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, Mr.
Yes,
Bill.
Sir.
Enjoy
yes, sir. Got hour number two. It is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.